examining ourselves, take care of ourselves as we come into the practice. And before you do much of anything by way of practice, just check in with the body. Just check in with the body that it's settled and relaxed enough, while also being alert. See if you can relax the muscles of the face, especially around the eyes and the jaw. Just let them drop. So too in the throat and the back of the neck. And into the shoulders, down the arms to the fingers, letting the arms be heavy, sinking. Letting the breath help us with this releasing and letting go. That out breath helping us drop down a little more deeply, letting gravity just gently pull us down into a place of rest. And all through the torso, the chest, the belly, just releasing, dropping downwards. Down the length of the back, letting the muscles have a chance to relax. And through the pelvis down to the toes, letting the legs be heavy. Deeply connecting to earth. Letting the body be one with the earth. Being held by the earth. And placing mindfulness before you with the spirit of goodwill, loving kindness, even. And balancing that relaxed energy with a spirit of adventure. What will show up today? I wonder. Setting those attitudes and intentions to be here. With friendly curiosity. And allowing for breathing, perhaps taking some nice full breaths, feeling that uplift, the spirit of courage and adventure with the in-breath. and feeling the release again with the out-breath. The rest, the coming back down to earth with each out-breath. And resting, relaxing. And practicing in the silence with the spirit of adventurous ease, adventure and relaxation. Feeling the breath wherever it's easy. Coming back as attention wanders again and again. Keeping that sense of courageous adventure and relaxation, rest, connection to the earth, keeping those two alive and balanced as we breathe. Possibly with little mental notes, opening, releasing. What will help you? What will help you commit to being here? If you're feeling like you're struggling with opening, that sense of courageous interest, really notice more of the in-breath and those energizing effects of the in-breath. If you're having more trouble with settling into the earth and releasing and relaxing, really notice more of the out-breath, perhaps even gently prolonging it without forcing. And sending yourself a message to just rest. Relax and feel it down into the body, down to your toes, with the out-breath. If you're feeling tight in some way or another, just scan through the body again. Notice where it's happening. See if you can release through with the out-breath and settle a little more deeply into here, into the earth. opening to this life with courage and ease. Whatever is arising out of a whole universe of conditions and causes. All the different thoughts and emotions and sensations. They're not mistakes, they're not deviations from the practice. They're just what's been arising to be known, to be felt. But also not to be pulled apart by. So we can keep our resolve to be here and witness it all. With courageous ease. And when you're practicing at home, you might take more time with this practice beyond the limit of the bells here. And just if you do that, you can notice how the longer we practice that extra 5 or 10 or 15, 20 minutes, we get more and more settled with being here, with things as they are, with that courageous ease. Our commitment deepens. And noticing whatever benefits you've had from the practice, and dedicating those benefits to your own welfare and that of any whose lives you touch today. That we can be with all things with courage and ease.